Okay, I've been joined by Fiona Robertson at Mackie Academy in Stonehaven in Aberdeenshire. Fiona, there's a few pilots happening in Aberdeenshire with mobile devices. I understand that you've been looking after one at the school. Can you tell me what the device is and give us an overview of how it's been going so far?
Yes, the local authority, we're looking to use a range of mobile devices within schools, and so we opted to use the Apple iPad for a number of reasons, but ultimately it was to see if we could get some iPads into the school to start to see what sort of impact these could be having in lessons.
How many iPads do you have?
We've got 30 iPads, so a class set of iPads, and we have iPads as well for each staff, for the members of staff to use themselves, so they've okay. got them to be able to reflect using Apple TV in the class, for example. So,
right, we'll come to Apple TV in a second. So how many members of staff have iPads, and from which departments are they?
Okay, we've got 6 additional iPads as well as the 30. So they're spread evenly across the faculty, so one in each faculty, but the faculty head and also myself have one too, in the hope that we can potentially work towards maybe using it in different ways out with the classroom as well.
So the iPad, I take it then, isn't staying with a pupil. Are they being shared between pupils?
Yeah, we purchased that, local authority purchased an iPad trolley, and the trolley itself, it's just really to try and make it as mobile as we can, but no, it's actually more for pupils to access as and when required within each subject area in the Faculty of Explicit.
How are you managing the shared device when they've been built to be individual devices? Yeah. How is that going?
That's definitely been a challenge, but it's been quite, I think it's one that we're starting to really very much overcome now. It's the fact that it's of identifying when we want to use the iPad in the class setting and what parts of the curriculum that we think it would be best used for. And I've already mentioned expressive arts, and that is the one faculty that we're focusing the pilot with. In many ways, it was because we felt that other areas you'd maybe automatically think an iPad would go to would be, for example, in English or maybe in computing and so on, but we sort of felt it was more of a challenge to see what it would be like in expressive arts within.
So have you an agreed rota?
Yes, I have. Well, there's what the staff did at the beginning of the year was they all worked as a faculty to identify the key aspects they would want to cover using their iPads, and when they felt it would be more appropriate for them to have them as well. Because there is the issue as well of the trolley being in place, and so rather than have what's maybe traditionally been seen to be the role of trolleys to be moved from one area of the school to another, it was best that to allow as much flexibility as possible with just having the 30 at the stage that be the best way for us to overcome that.
Okay.
So it's just something, it's not so much that it's not to be used elsewhere and so on within a certain time. We're using them as much as we possibly can. It was also the way that we could make sure they're in effect not sitting on the trolley and that they're being used all the time, so
right.
we could utilise them.
Smashing stuff. Thank you.